The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our Monday night Optavia business call. This call is for anybody that's interested in helping us build this community as we help the world become healthier. I want to welcome all our first-time viewers. I think you're going to enjoy the time we're going to spend together, and I'm going to start right off. One of the themes we've been doing over the last several weeks, we've been focusing on our leadership habits, the keys to really promoting and moving Optavia forward throughout the world. And tonight we're going to talk about connecting authentically, cultivating trust. This is actually one of my favorite, one of the great things about Optavia when we meet with our clients and our candidates, it's all about us helping find out what's important to them. We call that being autonomy supportive. And with that, what's really great is there's no pitch, there's no sell and tell. We actually focus on organizing people's lives around what matter most and finding how we can help them. And I can't think of anybody that can really talk more about this than Integrated Presidential Director Dan Valentine. Dan, are you there?
I am here, Dr. A. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Now, I'm not sure. I just want to make sure. Is Tia on? Did she get on yet? Because I just want to make sure I don't leave her off. When she comes on, they can let us know. But let's start talking about this because, you know, obviously your background is a pastor and you've worked with people. You've poured into people your whole life. And, you know, one of the great things about that is you feel pretty good about it. But look at yourself, man, what it did to you. Just the psychological wear of helping people and really having to keep all that in. What's nice about Optavia, Dan, is we can reach out to people and we can be ourselves. You know, we can really be ourselves. And I think that's one of the things that attracts most people to what we're doing. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things that attracted me, or I should say surprised me when I got involved with Optavia, is I always had this impression in my head about it. You know, I never wanted to be part of one of those companies. I know we're not one of those companies technically, but I didn't want to be selling anybody anything. I didn't want to be having to convince somebody to do something they didn't want to do. And what I love about Optavia is that we don't do that. Like literally we're just finding the people that are looking for a solution. We have a solution to give. Like when you break it down like that, it's not that complicated. And what I found is when you approach what we have, first of all, it's an amazing gift. When you approach it as a gift and with a heart to help people, people aren't repelled by that. They actually embrace that. And I think that's the authenticity side of this thing. And I've loved the, I tell people all the time, new coaches looking at coming on, that a massive percentage of the people that we have been able to help or that are part of our team, it has happened organically. Like I'm not calling people, you know, all the time, you know, trying to sell them something, but they've asked me, you know, I've learned through Optavia how to set up the conversation so that people are saying, hey, Dan, what is that you're doing? Or, hey, how did you help that person, you know, reclaim their health? Or, you know, and all of our systems wrap around setting up this organic conversation. And really to be successful in this business is just have conversations and be organic, be yourself. Don't try to be anybody else, be authentic. So I've loved every part of that. And I'll just say this, Dr. A, I should have known more about that than I did coming in. Like, I think I would have been a much better pastor for 20 years if I had learned some of the things that I learned in the last 6.5 years as part of Optavia. But I'm so grateful for that being such a big part of what we do and all that it's taught me personally, not just to build a business, But in my relationships with my wife, with my kids, with my friends, I mean, this applies to every area of your life. And it's just another way that we're, a personal development and personal growth company disguised as a health and wellness company.
Yeah, no, and I love it when you say it like that, because, you know, it just feels so natural, you know, and I think people are so tired of the BS. Yep. You know, everything in life is about selling, pitching something, somebody trying to get something. And honestly, what's really great about us, and it's not because it's us, although it is us, is that we just can be so natural because it has affected our lives. You know, let's just spend a moment on that, because, you know, I remember first meeting, I remember the first time we were outside in some wild and crazy event we were doing, and you came up there and you were full of vim and vigor, but you were still pretty young at it. And I could tell you were excited about it, but now you were talking 6.5 years. So just talk about the calm, right? The calm when you don't have to make stuff up, you're not trying to get people, you're not manipulating, you're just simply being yourself. I mean, the resonance in your own life, just talk a moment about that, because I've just watched your metamorphosis, you and your lovely bride, that you guys have just become so calm and so confident. And it's not like when you get up on, you know, you're, as a pastor, you get up there and you're full of, you know, energy and stuff, but sometimes it has to be pretty frustrating. And what's nice about this is we have a vehicle and we can really talk to people. Yeah. You know, talk about that a moment, because I think that's so key.
Yeah, you know, I often say this, that I actually heard a mentor of mine say this once, that you don't have to convince people to believe in whatever you're selling. You just have to convince them that you believe in it. So where part of that calm comes from after 6.5 years is there is such belief instilled in me about how all of this works. Like the 5-in-1, like the programs that we offer, the 4 components, the health coaching, the business opportunity, all of this, I've just seen it work over and over and over. And at the end of the day, I'm not at the mercy of somebody with an objection, because I've got an experience that's been proven day after day after day. And I can rest in that calmness. We are so confident in what we have. And I think that's one of the reasons that people trust us to be their coach or trust us to join our team, is there's no debate. Whoever studied their argument the best wins the debate. It's like, it is what it is. You know, I'm sorry if I've never seen anybody fail. If you work the program, you're going to be successful. It just is what it is. And I think that's where that calm comes from. And not also, I think being around some pretty amazing mentors that have modeled that for me, which was something that was missing in my life. My previous life, just being around such incredible people. I mean, does Optavia not have some of the, I say this every day to Megan, and then she says it back to me on the other days, that we're just surrounded by some of the most amazing people, and you become like who you hang around. So it's like, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships and we're all better for it.
Yeah.
No, and the world's better for it.
No, I love that. And, you know, so moving from, you know, where you were when you first started, I remember you came to the first convention just having a basic product experience and starting to learn a little bit about it. What would you say to the people who are listening? We have so many new people. I mean, we're growing so quickly now. So many people are trying to get their handle around, you know, what do I need to do? How do I need to be? And just talk for a moment about that, because I find that the more we get over pressing, right? It's not a pressing thing we're doing. It's literally us just being ourselves, connecting authentically, cultivating trust, because the world is so full of so much stuff right now, and everybody's pointing their fingers at each other. And, you know, for the new coach, what do they need to really do?
You know, Dr. A, I think when you really believe in this mission and you have a heart to really help people, you can stay above the fray of all those other conversations that are happening out there, all the debates and the, you know, this side or that side, or if you, and it's not a pressing, but when you truly have a heart to help people, there can be a sense of urgency. Like Dr. A, you believe in this mission so much, you get intense about it. I don't know if that's the right word, but passionate about it. And I think that comes through, but it doesn't come through like, Dr. A, you're trying to build your empire on our backs. You know what I mean? Or on the backs of the people coming in here. And I think as a new coach coming in, one of my questions at the beginning, probably, I hate to admit this, but probably for the first couple of years was like, there's got to be, you know, this just seems too good to be true. There's got to be something around the corner or behind the curtain, or, you know, so we just have something that changes people's lives, and we get to just find the people that need it, and we get to offer it to them. We have a system that we follow, and we have mentors that are going to help us. I mean, come on, what's the catch here, right? Because we all have that kind of we're a little bit cynical, you know, like what? And I'm telling you, 6.5 years in, I'm like, there's no catch. Like, the further I get behind the curtain, the more I get to know you, and the more I get to know the corporate team and the other leaders, like I'm like, it just gets better. Not that anybody's perfect, but as a new coach, and nobody could convince me otherwise. There's some great vehicles out there to success or to wherever you want to go. There is not a better vehicle on the planet. Like, I'm still trying to figure out why everybody in this world is not doing this. Like, you can have confidence as a new coach. Like, this is the real deal. Like, it is what it appears to be. You know, we are who we said we are. And you can offer that. There's no hidden agenda. There's no hidden motive. The guy's Dr. A is sitting right here. The guy that I sat in the convention. And the reason I'm part of this company, Dr. A, is in Anaheim in 2014 as a client. I sat in a convention expecting all the leaders to come out with their giant checks and their pictures of their cars. And, it was in my head. And I heard you come out with tears in your eyes and share about how there's a hurting world outside the doors of this convention center. And I'm like, I can get behind this guy. I can get behind this mission. And that's who we are. It's the real deal.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, and I'm going to bring on T in just a second here. But, you know, one of the things that's funny is that I would love to be on 60 Minutes with the head of Hopkins, the head of Mayo Clinic, the head of Mass General, because we'd kick their butt. Because you know what? People don't want more surgeries, more ER visits, more medications. They want to be healthy. They're just so frustrated and they've lost hope and they need direction. So let's bring on Integrated Presidential Director Tia Wood. Tia, how are you this evening?
I'm so good because I'm with my favorite people and our community that's changing the world.
Yeah, actually, it's great. And, you know, that's one of the things you've always, you know, when Jim Defner talks about the attractions, what's important, intrinsic motivation is the one kind of 15 years ago I kind of brought in to help lead us. But beyond that, it's having fun and then love, right? Agape love. Really caring as fellow humans for each other. And you've always been a strong advocate of that. And, you know, as we talk about cultivating, connecting authentically and cultivating trust, how important is that? How important is it to just reach out as one human to another?
I think it's the most important thing that we can do in the world today is to connect and share our story. Each one of us has such a powerful story. Some of us come to Optavia most of the time because we needed to lose a little bit of weight. That was me. I needed health in my life. I was 40 pounds overweight. I was a new mom, Dr. A. And within a month on this journey, I woke up. I was wide awake. I was invited to Lisa Castro's house and she shared with me the gift of community. And then 6 months later, I found myself at a convention where you and Lori were standing on the stage and you said, we're going to get America healthy. And I'm like, Doug, we're going to go get America healthy. And I got all in on this because Dr. A, my whole life, this is what I was looking for. And I know many of these coaches on this line, you're thinking, is this what I've been looking for my whole life? And I'm here to tell you, yes, we're here. Now it's time. It's your time to shine in this world. And that's the magic here, Dr. A, is I connected with the vision that you had within your heart, you know, that you wanted to get on the other side of critical care. You know, you didn't want to put the Band-Aid. And I'm like, I want to be part of that mission. So maybe you're someone like me 11 years ago, that wasn't looking to have health coach behind my name, but I really wanted to change the world. I really wanted to make a big impact in this world. So I believe foundationally, if we can connect first and foremost to ourselves, because right here, just touch your heart. Like, you have a beating heart and you have a story that can cultivate your whole community to see that health is possible. I'm here 11 years later, Dr. A, and I could never have saw it this big. I mean, maybe you did, but I mean, I saw it big, but oh my goodness, look at what we're doing in this world.
Yeah, no, I love that. And so for the, you know, again, like I asked Dan, for the coaches just getting started, you know, they're scared, they're nervous. They don't want to push themselves on anybody. And you know, the question I always ask people is, don't you like them? Because, you know, what we offer at Optavia, I can't think of anybody that's ever, in all the 20 years, that's ever come to me and said, you know what, why did you turn me on to this thing, right? It just, yeah, I mean, you know, if you want to get healthy, if you want to have better well-being, if you want to be around people that really care about each other, I mean, so what would you say to them that, you know, the, especially our new coach, we're growing so quickly. Yep. We have so many new coaches and some of them, you know, they, there's that angst, that almost that buyer's remorse. I came in, I'm kind of shy. I don't want to go up and, you know, really bug anybody. So how do you, what would you tell them to do?
Well, first of all, go back and who told you you were shy? That's first, I would say, because that's a systemic thought process that someone spoke over your life or you accepted as that was a truth. That's not who you are. You have a destiny upon your life and you get this one life, as Megan Valentine always says. And I just believe you're not sitting in this Zoom room. You're not sitting in your house and in your community on accident. And why not? Why not give this a shot? Why not live your life out loud and share this gift with other people? It was scary. I remember the first time I posted that button and I was going on a date night with Doug and I was down 20 pounds. I literally, that's all I did was I said, down 20 pounds, never felt so good. And I posted that. And I remember calling my coach that night thinking, what in the heck? I have like 50 likes and all these comments. What do I do? What do I say? Just do it. Do it afraid. Put it out there. I remember the first time I pushed the live button, I was shaking. I had to walk in order to share my story out loud because Dr. A, someone did it for me. Our coach, he kicked some crazy, all of his anxiety, all of his fears in the face. And he decided on the other side, there were people like Doug and I that needed to hear his story. So do it afraid, you know, because you're going to be, I still to this day, I just used it a couple minutes ago about being blown away. I still, some of the first people I remember writing on a piece of paper, Dr. A, because that was one of the things Dan Bell said in the first business blueprint was write the people that are on your heart and your mind. And I remember writing those people down. And to this day, I just last week, Dr. A, one of my closest family members said yes. So I didn't let that stop me. 11 years, you guys, it took for that one close family member. So do it afraid because they're going to come, maybe not in your timing, but in time, because you're going to cultivate trust. You're going to live your life out loud because on the other side is massive breakthrough first for yourself, because you're going to show what's possible for yourself, but then to everyone around you.
Yeah, no, I love that to you. So just last question to Dan and then, and to you, if you kind of projected where you were before Optavia and you kind of look where you are now, and you know, early on, Dan was talking about it's a personal growth program, right? Mm-hmm. So all that anxiety, all that emotional stuff inside that used to carry around all the time and the worries. And, you know, I know in the furniture business, it was tough at the time and financially. Contrast, because if you really know where this journey can take you, the little bit of fear you have getting out of your way and going out and creating what you want, they're not, it's not even like Dan would say, it's not even comparable. It's just so powerful, the effect that our vehicle and our community and our system can have on people's life. So basically, Dan, why don't you go first and let me come back to Tia. Say something to these people out there, because you know what? Right now, I can tell you that we're coming out of this pandemic and people are so shocked. They're so wondering what their future holds them. They're so off the rails, so to speak, in terms of their lives. They really, like you said, could really use us. So what would you tell those coaches that are going at it, but kind of, you know, taking care of their three or four clients? What would you tell them right now?
You know, I was on a coach explore with Megan and one of a coach on our team with a prospective coach that has all the goods to like huge heart, like really believes in this, has grit, has, I mean, just like, and wasn't super interested. And he got off the Zoom and I mean, who knows what'll happen. He was just a not yet, but I told Megan, I go, this guy has no idea that he's about to walk away from the greatest opportunity that he will ever, that will ever come his way. And 'cause I look back, when Eric presented me with this program, when he asked me about coaching, there was all these little steps along the way that I could have taken another course. And I'm so grateful to the Dan Valentine of that day who made a, you know, I didn't always make great decisions, but made a great decision. So if you're on here, you already made that decision. You are here, you are in. And Tia said, why not? We can all think of a lot of reasons why not go for it, right? What's your life like in 5 years if you don't do it? Where are your dreams that you have right now if you don't just put it out there and go for it? And one of the only ways to do this, and this doesn't mean you work your fingers to the bone, although sometimes you do have to, you know, your work ethic should line up with your dreams, but there has to be a sense of at least at the moment that you're working this business, you are all in. You want to be successful at this, you go all in and stay in. Never seen anybody fail at this business. I've seen a lot of people quit before they succeeded. Stay in the game, work with your mentorship, and you already made the hardest decision. You're in.
Yeah, love it. Love it, Dan. Tia?
I would say take it one day and one healthy habit at a time. Have vision for your future. Your future is on your side. It's not against you. Even as my past, there's a lot I have to be grateful for the Tia that at 29 years old stopped playing around and got back in the driver's seat of my health. You guys are in the driver's seat. You have the most beautiful vehicle on the planet. And I believe that with my whole heart. And I'm all in this mission to restore health and hope to this nation and this world, because it's our time, it's our moment, and it's so important. Every one of us, every coach represented on this line, whether you're helping one person or you're helping 100, if that's what you want to do as a coach, because you can do that. It doesn't matter how many clients you're supporting, how many coaches, your story matters, and you deciding to build that trust with someone to say, hey, I don't know if this is for you, but I'm here for you. That's what our coach did for us. And that's what I'm committed every day, Dr. A, is just like you said, one healthy habit at a time. Cause I can get really overwhelmed. Yeah. I used to be so afraid of the future because it was like, can I actually do that? Can I actually step into it? And I remember, Dr. A, when you sat with me on a bench at Sundance and you said, well, do you want it, Tia? And I said, yeah, I want it. I really want it. He's like, okay, well, then it's just one day, one step at a time. And that's what I did. And today I sit in this chair and I know my future is so bright and I know the lives I'm going to impact, because that's what I focus on, Dr. A, is one more person that I get to help today.
No, I remember that sunny day. I can remember like it was yesterday. And just the look, because you made that decision, the impact you and Doug are making on the world, that together, it's really beyond us. It's really part of that. And we know we feel it. So I'm just going to kind of end this part before we go on to the rest of this talk about the trilogy. Because, you know, right now, ask yourself, if you don't embrace this, if you don't really bring this in, what in the next 5 years, what's going to happen to your physical health? Most likely, it's not going to be as good. How about your emotional health, your ability, your mental health, your ability to be doing something? Probably not that good. And your financial health, maybe the way the world's going, your income may go up a percent or two, but the expense of sacrifice to your family, to your friends, to your health. Bottom line is Optavia has a radical approach to living each day, each and every day, like it's your last, that you're learning to be better physically, mentally, and financially over time. It's not waiting for that success. It's embrace it and becoming it. So with that, thank you, Doug. Thank you, Tia. Thank you, Dan. We are going to change the world together. So I appreciate all your time and what you guys represent. So I want to bring on now Integrated Presidential Director Jan Paxman. Jan, I know you got a hot call tonight. We're going to talk about the basics, 5-in-1 in optimization, coaching clients from weight loss to optimal health. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, Dr. A, I am so excited about this tonight. So we know that the phrase that describes Optavia is lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time, right?
Right.
So that doesn't mean that we get them to the place where they're healthy and then they stop and we part ways. This is why Optavia, this is our secret sauce, is our transition to optimization. And that can be a little bit tricky sometimes. People sometimes don't want to stick around for that rest of it, but then they fall off and they struggle. So we want to help you guys know how to help your clients be successful all the way through. That is what we're all about here at Optavia. So don't miss it. It's coming up next. I'm partnering with Chantel Flake and it is going to rock. So we'll see you all there.
Good. Awesome. Thank you, Jan. And, you know, I want to make a comment on that because I remember when I first came to Medifast back in 2001, it was about the maintenance plan. And there is no maintenance. You're either your trajectory of your life is either getting better or it's getting worse. And as we move through time, as you become healthier, it's important to realize that the habits of health, moving forward to one healthy habit at a time, is something you adopt for the rest of your life. It's not something you do for a short period of time. And the same thing applies to all the aspects of our business. We become, we know, we learn, we do, and we become. And so tonight you get to hear more about how we can move our clients into that mindset. Because our goal is always never to decide where a client, a coach, a business coach, or a business leader will stop. It's really giving them the opportunity to go as far as they want. And it starts with our clients, because once we teach them the self-efficacy, that journey can continue for years and years and years as they maximize their well-being and their health. So excited about that, Jan, and good to have Chantel on. All right, last but not least, I'd like to bring on Integrated Presidential Directors, Dave and Chantel Goff. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, we're fantastic. It is seriously good to be here with you. And I think it's just perfect how well Wednesday night's call is going to dovetail into next week's topic. As we dive in, I get the pleasure of hosting this with my lovely bride here, the other Chantel. And we're going to dig into to element number six, which is your path to a healthy weight. And we want to invite you all to come out and be a part of that, because I'm grateful that we have the path to get there, right? So this Wednesday night, let's come out and let's be a part of this together. And also be sure to stick around with us for our inspiring stories of transformation, as this is really for anybody, clients, coaches, candidates, anybody that wants to come. You're going to hear some great stories that are really going to inspire you to do more.
Yes, guys, we sat on this call tonight and just heard the information and the hearts of our leaders. And I can't help but think how grateful I am to be a part of this family. And it makes me realize that I don't want to miss anything that Optavia has to offer. And one of the ways that you can make sure that you don't miss anything is by opting into our text campaign. So you can actually do that right now if you haven't already taken advantage of that amazing resource. Just grab your phone right now and text Optavia Coach and Optavia 30 to 99000, and you'll start to get the tips and weekly reminders of each call. We are so pumped to get to hang out with you guys this week.
Awesome. Dave, Chantel, thank you. Can't wait to see those calls, and let's look forward to being on the field-led call coming up next. Good night, everybody. Let's go out and get the world healthy.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.